Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hello, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Hello, hello. Back from Texas. I love Texas. And I am from the town of Montgomery, Alabama, and I've lived in Tennessee.
Were you raised in Montgomery?
For 30 or 40 years.
You were raised in Montgomery.
I was there for the first 20 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then went to school, and I stayed in Alabama, but I eventually made it to Nashville, and then I lived in Texas for a little while, and then back to Nashville.
You said you love Texas. Would you move to Texas?
I did. I moved there twice.
Wow.
But I didn't stay either time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Houston's a difficult place. Austin is like Nashville now. No one can afford to live there.
Oh, really? Interesting.
No, you can't. I mean, nobody. You know, songwriters and people certainly beginning can't live there.
Too expensive.
It's just too expensive. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real estate. And that's what people are running into all over the place. But is that trying to live somewhere is one thing. But in these boom towns like a Nashville or Austin, I mean, it's out of sight. You got to live 50 miles out you can even find a place to live there because there are not many apartments and, you know, beginning places for people that you can rent 50 miles.
Yeah, I think it's a struggle everywhere. I mean, we have that in the Northwest and obviously I'm in the southern part of the Northwest, but it's still considered a Northwest in the state of Idaho. And we have that problem here. I mean, people on a normal salary can't afford to buy an inexpensive house because there aren't any inexpensive houses. I mean, there.
Yeah. And all that is, I mean, you know, I'm so confused about the economy and, you know, life is not in slow motion. It's in fast motion, fast forward most of the time. And somewhere everything went crazy as far as the price of real estate. I mean, it doubled. It just all of a sudden doubled, you know, for the cost of a house. I mean, you know, really, I mean, $160,000 in the 80s was a nice house.
Yeah.
That house would sell for, you know, in let's say the 2000s, 10, 20, 15 years later, price would double. Mm-hmm. If you knew that, everybody would have been in real estate, taking all their money out of the stock exchange and doubled their money every time they doubled their money. And now I think it stopped.
Yeah, it's leveled off.
So high that I don't, you know, if you did sell your house, which people do that are, you know, that own their homes, they can't replace it.
You know what I find is interesting about that whole thing? And, you know, I do a little bit with real estate. So we've done probably, I would say in our lifetime, 20 places we've bought and sold. So that's more than the average person buys two or three, and that's it. It's a therapeutic thing for me. I like to redo the floors and paint and redo kitchens. I like to remodel stuff and do stuff like that. But you're talking about the prices doubling and doubling and doubling, which I've benefited from. There's no question about it, and a lot of people have. But something that hasn't changed is the percentage that the real estate salespeople are making, right? So when the houses used to be $200,000 at 6%, you know, they're making $12,000, right? But now those same houses that are 200 are now a million, and they're still making 3%, which is now a lot more money, right? The percentage stays the same, but the cost of the item, and that hasn't changed. And, you know, they recently had this deal where you can negotiate the pay for realtors and this kind of thing. You've always been able to do that. I don't know what the big crying out was on that. I've negotiated 4% on a deal. I've negotiated 5%, and I've paid the full 6%. You know, and I've done that for the last 10 years. But those payouts, the price we've paid realtors to do the same transaction has also escalated way up
here. Everything has. I mean, from the price of a car to everything else. And that's why we have a new president coming in, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Last, you know, COVID made things really nuts. Mm-hmm. But everything was kind of stopped, but things were nuts then.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, kaboom, we're out of that. And, you know, that's when the hotel prices doubled, you know, went up to at least 30 or 40% anyway. And everything else went crazy. And then when Biden pulled the plug on all the gas production and gas and oil production, that gas prices went way up. And when gas prices went up, everything chased it because everything comes to you in a vehicle. It's got gas.
No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. So, the only thing
then,
that
and then once prices go up, they don't go down. That's what I don't understand how Trump's going to do.
We'll see. I mean,
they make prices go down. They've made gas go down a little bit.
Yeah, I paid about $3.05 at the pump the other day, and that's down for us.
This part of the country, I've seen it. I did see it at $2.49 the
other day. Wow, that's fantastic.
That was very low.
Yeah.
But normally it's like $2.80,
yeah,
something like that. And that's where it was when I was in Texas last,
yeah,
you know, during COVID. Mm. And so if we can get it back down to there, but I don't think he can roll back restaurant prices. And
well,
I mean, at some point, the only thing that'll roll it back is competition. But
yeah,
people compete because they've got to pay people the wage that they've set up. You know, everybody says, keep raising more, you know, give people more money. Well, if you raise and pay people more, the businesses are only going to raise the price to absorb the cost.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So everything costs more. So the money you got as a raise was totally wasted.
Now, I got to tell you something because you made me think about
it. The dog chasing its tail.
You're right. You're right, 100%. We got a knock on the door last night. We don't get a lot of those, people selling vacuums. And, you know, that doesn't happen a lot anymore. Once in a while, we'll get a pest control that knocks on the door, and we don't have a no soliciting sign. So that's on us, right? We got a knock last night. It was probably around 6 o'clock, and it was a girl with her mom, and she had a little wagon, and they have a ranch up the road from where we're living now, which is kind of in the outskirts of town, bigger properties and further out, right? And they have a little farm, and she was selling farm fresh eggs for about $1 a dozen less than the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I decided that we would buy some eggs. We said, yeah, it's a little kid. She's, you know, probably 12.
Learning how to do all this, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And we save $1. We pull out of the grocery store. And I think they have other things. But we tried the eggs for breakfast this morning, and they were better than any store-bought egg I've ever had in my life. In my life. Each egg was stamped, it washed and cleaned, and you know, and they'll come every week and deliver them to your house for less than if you pick them up at the grocery store. And I thought, man, maybe that's what we're headed back toward. You know, I mean, at one point, that is how we got our eggs, right? I mean, we bought them from the ranchers. And
it is, but and well, the part is the part of delivery, yes. I mean, we were all getting so...
You get milk back that way? We were getting all kinds of...
Well, we used to get milk.
Yeah.
I don't know what else, but I know it was milk and milk products were coming.
Yeah, yeah.
With the milkman that came.
That's right, yeah.
And, so, we had the milkman. We had the dry cleaner man, too.
That's right, yeah. I do remember that as well.
Dry cleaner man, if you had to go to dry cleaning, they would pick it up and take it away. I mean, garbage man, milkman, dry cleaning man. TV repair man.
That's true, too. That is true.
He'd come out and check these tubes and put the tubes in your TV. And Mr.
True.
Griffin was the name of our TV man. We seem to always have a TV issue.
That's funny. But I'm happy with that. I'll buy from the farmer up the road. I don't mind that at all.
No, that's great.
You know,
it's
I
just,
love it.
Most of us don't have time to chase down the farmer
up
the road to get, you know, to pay $1 for eggs or more or whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, everybody's time. I mean, I've been booking it today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got stuff to do the rest of the week. But
when
you travel, and I traveled, it was so much easier if you go private.
Yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah.
As your half that travels almost for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just you can business aviation. I don't want to get started on that because this makes people mad. But it was a work thing, and I got picked up and taken back. But it was really nice to do. But Texas, I loved it. I went to a livestock sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been in one of those in years ago when I was younger.
Where were you in Texas? What city?
Well, I was mainly in the Austin area.
Okay, I've never been there. I've been to the stockyards.
In the Austin area, this stockyard was in Lockhart, Texas.
Okay, all right.
You know, and they were selling longhorn steers and horses and goats and bulls.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, here we go. Find out about that. You know, one of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was great. I mean, it was good to, you know, to see that and everybody that worked so hard in that business with mud on their shoes and mud on their trucks.
Yeah.
And you know, it's working people.
It's real. It's real. Yeah.
It's solid working people. And to go in there and eat some of this barbecue at some of these, they have a barbecue like like every different across the street was another barbecue. They're barbecue crazy out
there. They were in Fort Worth too. I mean,
you leave and you'd smell like barbecue when you leave these places too. For like 2 days on my shirt, I smelled the barbecue place.
I love it.
But man, eating that, Texas. When you ride by on like one of these roads, was paid for by private people. It's like an interstate highway, but it wasn't paid for by the state. It was paid for by a private company or thing. And it's a toll.
Yeah.
So you're paying tolls, but the speed limit's 85.
Ooh, that's pretty fast.
On this private road. And on that private road, when you go down it to your one part near the Austin airport, is the Tesla plant.
Oh, nice.
And it's huge. I mean, you drive for almost a minute at 70 miles an hour, and you're still next to the plant.
Golly, I mean, that's huge.
A huge mother. And they make a couple of things there in Austin at these monster plants. Mm-hmm. And then in Taylor, Texas, they're building a Samsung plant.
Oh, interesting.
And I think it's either $6 or $8 billion plant. This is to do computer chips.
Wow.
So
wow.
That little part up there is going to be it's going to employ like a lot of people. Thousands of people, and that's going to boom that part of northeast of Austin up. And it's just, you know, and Amazon's got these monster buildings, I think four of them in the Austin area.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I wear out, you know, Amazon. I bought a lot of stuff from them, and I had one, and they're good about this. I had a package, I bought some bird seed, 40 pounds of bird seed, I think was a 30 pound, 40 pound, whatever. And, okay, it's supposed to come in a week, which is a long time, but some of that stuff takes a long time.
Special.
Never came 3 weeks later, and I still hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
And so I put on there, you know, hey, I never got my package. And so I said, well, something, I can't remember what I had to fit, just kind of check some boxes. And then somehow it said, well, we've checked. Your order must be lost, and you have been refunded. And they refunded. American Express already posted it.
Yeah.
So one other time I had to do something with Amazon, but I'm pretty impressed. They don't fool around with you because there's nobody to talk to.
No, I just
call Mr. Amazon.
We just bought a coffee maker. Our coffee maker crapped out, and we bought a coffee maker. And so we went online, ordered coffee maker. Coffee maker came, delivered it. We plugged it in. We put everything in there. We made the coffee. It was terrible. The machine was terrible. Didn't work right. We had all kinds of issues. My wife went and clicked a few of the buttons, and a label was printed on our printer. And we stuck it on the box, and UPS picked it up the next day.
They had a fire in one of those places where those things go. It was an Amazon return warehouse in Los Angeles County, and it caught on fire, probably from one of the products.
Yeah, really.
This past couple of days, it was a big fire at an Amazon place. But yeah, I've had that happen with another product bought it online. Okay, this is a piece of junk from China. And it just, no, this is ridiculous. This
and they take terrible. It right back.
And they took it right back.
Yeah. No, I
don't know how they figured that out, but they do. I just don't have any complaints about Amazon, but I just have bought a lot of stuff from them. Just bought online a computer because at the store, they didn't have what I wanted. So I had to order. I wanted a 2 terabyte drive, not a 1.
Yeah.
And having 2 terabyte drive.
Yeah.
So I had to order it online. So I'd prefer to do business with people.
I would too. I mean,
sometimes you're just forced to go online.
I think one of the biggest things for a brick and mortar or a retail store is when you go to get it, you want it right now, right? That's why you go to the store. You don't go there to browse around. You can browse around online. You look online and you go, okay, let's say Best Buy. I'm going to go to Best Buy and pick up my whatever. You go there, you get there. They got the demo model, but they don't have any in stock. And they can order it for you. I think that's probably their biggest downfall is not having it in stock because you and I can.
Because they don't build that stock up anymore.
No.
You know, on anything, clothes and everything else, because they want to get stuck with it.
Right.
And so that's why I've had to go online and buy Christmas that way.
That's what happens.
I'm about a 4T, and there are not that many 4Ts, but I can see that either there are or they're not
on
there.
Without driving.
So the trick is getting it to you.
Right. Without driving to the location and then being out.
Yeah.
And
bought
I always
suspenders online. You really needed to check them out, but I did it. And sometimes you just take a gamble.
Yeah, you do. You know,
kind of a risk. And and it worked out great. So it was fine.
No, you're right. In fact, but you're the whole thing about ordering online, the ease of doing it now is the retailers aren't stocking the product. So you go there and you waste all that time. And then they say this, and it drives me nuts. Well, we can order it for you. And I think, I can order it myself. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I don't know where all this is going.
I don't really.
I don't feel good about supporting that habit of Amazon. I've always said that Amazon, you know, is going to eventually put everybody out of business, and then they'll raise the rates.
It's possible, but a lot of the stuff on Amazon that you buy comes from a shop, a small mom and pop that ship and deliver. So it's a network.
They've kind of incorporated it, you know, into that. And that was what was happening on the bird seed.
Yeah.
It was coming from some bird seed company that screwed up.
Interesting. Going back to Texas for a minute, you had mentioned all these companies. Is Texas becoming a tech mecca? I mean, are they becoming?
Oh, Austin is a tech mecca. Everybody's there.
Really?
Things you've never heard of there, including like Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a .com.
Yeah, sure.
I forget what it's for, but it's
a job. Verbo, it's a job
VRBO,
hunting.
VRBO, you know. Yeah. All these things are on the buildings up there.
Wow.
And all that. And then Apple's got, I think they manufacture and software there.
Yeah, I've heard it's all going there. Yeah, that's wild.
Everybody's in Austin, and it's very high tech. University of Texas is a huge employer, huge business, rich business.
Yeah.
Of course, state government and everything else, but it's a extremely liberal, Berkeley-esque kind of town.
Interesting.
And Nashville's turned into that. People wouldn't believe it. But it's true. I mean, it's turned into a very...
That's interesting.
David, the county of residence there is very liberal. But like all these other cities, they're surrounded by red, but blue in the middle.
I think we have that here. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah. You know? It's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a weird situation. And, you know, it's interesting to watch with the Trump thing. I mean, he's obviously... knows what he's getting into this time, which is a huge advantage.
I would agree.
Huge advantage. Mm-hmm. And he is really, I mean, he's in there filling all the things in the blue book, you know, the deputy, this and that. No, they're getting them all.
Yeah.
And they're getting it done. And they're gonna move with great haste. And then you've got all these things in the world and other things that are, you know, some people are just trying to get in line, all these heads of state, and everybody trying to have meetings with him, trying to get ahead of everything so they're not on the crap end of the stick when things really start moving.
Yeah.
Macron was smart about that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They're all treating him really good, you know, and trying to butter up. And the president of Mexico, Canada, everybody is trying to get on Trump's good side so they can, you know, benefit from that. And we'll see. The Democrats still seem to be in a circular firing squad. They don't know what to think. I mean,
that is such a good example. I mean, a good way to say it. I mean, I think of that and I just put in my mind's eye that picture. You're right. They're tearing each other apart. Not that that's humorous, but the way you present it is. And I think that really to step back right now, who did I just see? Who's the guy that wore the sweatshirt to the House meetings in Congress?
Oh, the Pennsylvania Senator Futterman.
Yeah, I saw him the other day, and he was even saying, hey, look, the whole Hunter Biden thing and forgiving him and all that, it was just politically motivated. And the whole thing going after Trump with the documents and everything was all, or the New York trial, was all politically motivated. He's saying that. He's saying both sides politically. And I think that's where they probably should land right now in order to not keep knocking each other off their blocks. But it's just fascinating to watch. It really is.
Well, we'll see with the confirmation. That's where the first war is going to be. And Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, says that all the people that are nominated are going to get put in.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not going to, and even Pete, it's the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
Is going to
fascinating.
And so all these people are. So we'll see. We'll see. It's going to get interesting. We've got some big issues. You know, that war in Ukraine is juiced up real hot right now. They ain't waiting for Trump.
No.
I mean, they're going at it over there with modern weapons on the Ukraine side and these incompetent soldiers on the Russian side that includes these North Koreans. They know how to march, but they don't know how to fight.
It's
and
interesting.
They're wiping them out just like ants.
Yeah.
You know, they really are. It's ugly of how that's going.
Yeah, and I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see if Trump can do what he said in that regard, because he was saying that he was going to try to end this before he took office.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to. I think Zelensky's going to give up some land, and they're going to, you know, really go at it. I think that, you know, Putin is the one that's the wild card here, mm-hmm. and I don't think he wants to. Maybe he doesn't know what to do at this point, because he's obviously, you know, can't win that war. Dropping a nuclear bomb on somebody, and I don't think he wants to do that, and I don't believe he does, because mm-hmm. he knows everybody's going to be out of the picture with that.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to be like Assad, leave the country or go to his rich place and just have a good time, you know. And
I mean, over
the world, because it ain't working. In China, they've got, you know, a lot going on everywhere with their cars, their EV cars.
Yeah.
And
they are having some economic woes.
We got so many. It's going to be so interesting. I mean, obviously, Trump is not going to deport whatever that figure is, 10 million people.
Yeah, that they're throwing around.
Nor do I want him to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want us to continue to have workers and things like that. I want him to get rid of the criminals.
Yeah.
You know, let's get rid of the criminals and talk about the rest and see if we can work out something of people that actually employed right this minute, you know, doing things that nobody else wants to do in the chicken plants and the maids and all the different places where people and construction.
I agree.
Our buildings, we wouldn't build squat.
No,
if we got rid of all the Mexican workers.
I agree. But here's the one thing everybody has to remember where Trump came from. And I'm not touting him or not, but I will say this. He came from a background of negotiation, right? He has a book called The Art of the Deal. You've read it, yeah. I'm sure, or seen it. Trump comes from this part. Hey, Mom, I got in an accident and I crashed the car. Is it bad? Well, I think it's totaled. Really, is it totaled? No, I just dented the door, right? So he comes from the negotiation standpoint of throw it all at the wall, and then
back.
If I get one of these things, I win, right? And right. So, I mean, if we keep that in mind with the deportation and all the things he's saying, you know, he starts with this huge, you know, requirement that he wants, but he really only wants two or three things out of that, you know, that big piece of pie. And if he gets the two or three things he wants, he wins. And I think that's how he does everything. And I think people take that a little out of context sometimes. Look at he wants to make this and that. No, that's where he's starting.
Oh, they just don't know what to do. They're running around like chickens with their head cut off.
Yeah, right.
The snowflakes and all the other people.
Yeah.
I mean, he can be tough on some things.
Oh, he certainly is, yeah.
But, you know, it's. I agree, that's exactly what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the bomb throwing that some of these want to do, we'll see. I think they're really showing their weakness, though, on the losing side. They'll get it together.
Yeah, they always do. I mean,
they're
each side
get it
does.
Together, just like it would be the Republicans. They were down, they got it together.
Yeah, no doubt.
They'll figure it out, but I think it's going to be interesting to see who on the opposition side, you know, wants to say they got to prove that, you know, this is only going to be 4 years unless Vance, you know, takes him over.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So in 2 years for the Congress to change over, and next year there are a number of governors, and Democrats have been doing good in that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where it all goes. But he's got a lot of stuff to fix. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of stuff to fix. And then you have things like this guy getting assassinated on the streets of New York.
What is that about?
And this guy, Luigi, is fighting extradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to go back to New York. I mean, the governor of New York will get that person back in New York. The
no
governor
question.
Of Pennsylvania, so he can, you know, fight all he wants to. He had a screaming session today.
I saw that.
Reporters and all that stuff. So he's this guy. I mean, what a fascinating study, though, he'll be. I mean, he's went to this hoity-toity $40,000 a year high schools. He was valedictorian. You know, everybody liked him.
I don't know. I don't know his whole story as far as, did he have a loved one that didn't get insured or health? He's
him.
The one. See, I
he had a back issue. I mean, he had a master's degree from the University of Pennsylvania. Somewhere in here, he got a back problem. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
That caused it. But somewhere in there, he got radicalized. He went to Hawaii and somewhere else, and he got... Somebody, he claims this is all him, and He did it all himself.
Was he denied coverage or something? Or did he?
He's somewhere in there, there's a screw loose because he might have been, but he comes from a rich bunch of people.
So he could afford
it no matter what. So he's gotten a burr under his saddle. I mean, yeah, it's easy to get mad about things. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you look at a company like here's United Healthcare. Mm-hmm. We're in America. It's a business. It's a business for profit.
Yeah.
But should there be profit in the medical business? That's been one of the questions for a long time.
Right.
There's got to be profit in the research for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you don't have an incentive for people to invent stuff. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Same way with SpaceX. Look at what they've done versus NASA. NASA is just like impotent.
They're obsolete compared to what SpaceX is doing.
Yeah, he's just doing all the stuff because they're not tied down with all this administration. And
right.
Now, you know, they just get it done. And that's kind of where we've got to be in a lot of things. But, you know, this guy got upset because they're a $500 billion company, and then they reject 33% or something of every claim. Hmm. It just thinks it's bad, and I know everybody's cussing about this stuff. You know, I'm medical insurance. I don't know who started it and how long it's been around, but the fact that it, you know, whenever somebody decided we needed it and mm-hmm. built it along the way with companies, the fact that it doesn't cover eyes, it doesn't cover your mouth,
your teeth,
and it doesn't cover your mental health. They don't like either three of those things.
Right? What is
they're
that?
All critical. How could you leave those out?
Right.
When you're doing this, you know, get well stuff, your mouth rotting out can kill you.
Yes.
Mental health kills more people than just about anything.
Well, that you just talked about the guy that shot the guy. I mean, that's.
And then your eyes, I mean, can't do much when your eyes are gone.
Right.
They had some preventive. So I just think we've had just a real disjointed, dysfunctional way that we have dealt with health insurance and coverage. In this country, we just mm-hmm. really hate it. Same way with education. I don't know what the hell went wrong with that. When we went with public schools, we all went to public schools, and then you started mixing the races, and people went to private school or didn't want to be around low class people, so they went to some other kind of school, and we all started breaking it all up somewhere in the 60s and in 70s and 80s and on.
Yeah, fascinating.
And then your public schools. You know, just really got it, and not everywhere, but in mm-hmm. a lot of places, just went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah,
because
it's wild.
When did we stop, for example, doing truancy? I don't think anybody technically has a truant officer or has anybody go out and try to find the kids that aren't at school.
Oh, no.
That used to be a big deal if you were missing school. You miss a couple of days, the parents are going to jail.
We were driving through one of the small towns in our area not too long ago. School was still going on. I think it's going on now still. They're out for Christmas break pretty quick. But we were driving down the street, and it was like 11:30. My wife and I driving along, and there's like four kids, probably 12 to 15 years old. And I thought, what are they doing?
Why aren't they in school?
Aren't they in school? But I don't think anybody asks that anymore because there's homeschool, there's private school, different schedule.
That whole thing is a mess.
It's all
a mess.
I agree.
The fact that I don't think homeschool is like working at home. I don't think anything really good.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's just Trump is going to try to get, I think they said something like 70% mm-hmm. of all the buildings are empty in Washington.
Wow.
Because all the people stayed home from COVID and never went back.
Wow.
So he's going to try to get them back.
Good luck.
Or get them gone, one or the other, and hire, you know, I mean, there's so many things that are screwed up.
I don't disagree.
A lot of help, and it's going to be fascinating because we've been on the skids for the last 4 years. I don't care.
Maybe longer, but yeah.
You are. I mean, certainly for 4 years.
Yeah.
COVID forward. We've been in just kind of neutral as a country on so many things.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm sure
I don't disagree.
We've been moving forward in some places, but how Boeing got so screwed up, for example.
Boy, did it. What the
heck? This is a company. I'm wearing a shirt. Look.
Yeah, I see it.
This is Boeing on it. And,
I
was proud to even know that company, but man.
Yeah, it's
I mean, they're a mess.
I agree.
they're a mess. And then these people, they want to get paid $100 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, for working blue collar work. I'm sorry, that doesn't seem right, you know, for everybody to get stuff like that. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
We got to get stuff back in order again, and that's for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope we can. I hope we can get the genie back in the bottle.
I hope so, too, and I know a lot of people are expecting a miracle, so don't do that. Don't expect a miracle, but...
No, it's going to take a little time, but, I mean, it's going to move quicker than some people. You know, I think some people, particularly on the left side, their heads are going to spin.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not going to like where this is going, because... they took us down the wrong road, and we're going to go back up the road and try to get going again.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. I mean, I just see this headline here, and you can read it all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
But it's just the way we deal with our police and fire people and military, for that matter.
Yeah.
And the wage we pay and how we show them respect. This Arapahoe County, which is Denver. Deputy Shannon Laughlin has been fired. She resigned.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't be fired. After they discovered she was doing adult videos, why was she doing that after they did an internal investigation?
Yeah.
She said she took the jobs out of desperation, something to do with an ARM loan that got all whacked out.
Okay.
And they were in serious financial trouble. Serious. And so she went with that. And,
what was her job? She was
ran the driving school for the county, for the county fire department, police department, county sheriff. I knew I'd get it right.
Yeah. I don't know her personal thing. I mean, I'm have to take it for face value, but I do think, I don't know about firefighter salaries. I don't know what they are, and they're different everywhere. And police, too. But sometimes I look at the police salaries when I see them advertise a job or something, and I think, God, they don't pay those people enough.
Well, it goes back to housing and stuff like that. You can't.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, most of these people that are police and fire, they can't afford to live in the city where they're protecting.
Because I would agree
housing
with that.
And affordable housing is so out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff is just out of whack. And we gotta fix all that, but I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, we're not either.
Here, but it's just let's sit back and wait and see what's going to happen. I don't understand how the stock market can be so high, and the inflation is so high at the same time, and how that can be so good and doubling money. You know, people are having on that, and it just keeps going up, and it just seems like things should be good all over. If the stock market is that good, but
I would agree. No, I would agree with you.
Something's weird, in all of that. And we'll see where this goes and all these different things. And
I agree. And I'm willing. It doesn't matter who's in office. I'm willing to have some growing pains for, I guess you say, the greater good or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm okay with a little more, suffering or hard times or whatever to get to a point where everybody's, better down the road. I don't know if that's what's looming or if, we're going to have something just immediately, pop. You were talking about gas prices.
Because we've gotten so messed up.
Yeah.
One of these countries somewhere was going to pay people to have children. Japan.
Yeah. It was
Asia came up with the deal. They're going to start paying people to.
Yeah, because they don't. The population's just
maybe here. Our immigration people are certainly having children every day. I'll tell you, every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the other people that are living in the country are not so much. They can't afford them.
That's right.
We've got to stop it too, or maybe not even start at all.
And, but it's not even a priority anymore because nobody has time to raise them. And you can't afford to raise them. So there's a lot of.
Japan went to the 4-day work week too.
Ooh, now see, I like that. I don't have any problem.
They went
with
to
that.
The 4-day work week, and the productivity would go down in this country if we did that. But I could certainly handle a 4-day work week and figure out something else we would do on the other day. But
that's because you come from a school of great work ethic. And so you feel like everybody would work with you. But I don't think that's what would happen. I think some people would skate around a little bit. I think I don't know. 4 day would turn into a 3 day, would turn into a 2 day.
Oh, we got people, you know, that's what this working at home business. I know people are screwed off, and they are.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're at work, I mean, I would work more efficiently if I was in an office. And I mean, I've worked here today because I've been on deadline. And I couldn't work any harder than I've been working.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody's I'd not
in an office with my door closed today if I was in an office.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the argument. But I think you're right. I think it's easier to get sidetracked. People say, oh, I'm interrupted at work all the time, and I get much more done in a short amount of time at home, and then I can go play with the dog or whatever. Maybe. I don't know. But I do think there are people that don't necessarily have the same work ethic as others.
No, they don't. And don't have a lot of things.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I will tell you this. I will leave it with this one. I've always been sort of an anti concept of an electric car.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think it's. I just couldn't deal with it because I'd be worried about it being out of charge all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Can I make it to here? Can I get to here and back?
That's real.
I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
But in Texas, I was given a F-150 to use hybrid.
Oh yeah.
And so it doesn't run out of it. It has gas.
Mm-hmm.
But it has electric. It kicks in all kinds of different times.
Isn't that the best?
And then it recharges itself.
Did you love it?
I didn't dislike it. I don't know
I have
what
one.
The long-term problem is.
I have one. I've had one for 2 years. And it charges when it drives, and it charges when you brake. It charges when you back off the throttle. It gets somewhere between 30 to 40 miles a gallon, and it has 400 horsepower. And I can smoke the tires off it if I
want. Do you go to gasoline, get gas very often?
Nope. If I go around town, it only has about a 20-mile range. If I go around town, no fuel at all. If I go on a longer trip, I can set it electric only. I can set it for...
I was looking, if I was like on the interstate, we were in traffic.
Yeah.
And I was going 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It would be all electric.
Yeah. Yeah, it decides.
But if I put the gas on, it would come back up, you know, whenever it needed to have energy.
It's really quite cool. That hybrid technology, they're using it right now in F1 in the races, Formula One. That's a hybrid car. They're getting huge horsepower and using...
I don't understand why we didn't go in that route.
I don't either. I love
this full electric thing, we ain't anywhere close to being able to do.
I love it. If I had a car like a big V8 and it had 400 horsepower, I'd be getting 12, 15 miles a gallon. I get somewhere near 40 with the same amount of horsepower.
It didn't give me that. It said the gas was 19 miles per gallon. That's the regular gas.
Yeah.
What it would put you on gas.
But if you were just...
I don't know what it was doing with... I just noticed that my gauge didn't go down very far.
No, so it switches over to electric. It runs your fans. It runs your heat, whatever you're running.
It's weird when you idle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like if you're going to park somewhere and wait outside and let the engine run.
Yeah.
It would go to electric, and it was strange, you know.
Yeah, it is quiet. It's quiet.
Yeah, I knew I was running the battery down. But
I've started mine when it's already running. I've reached down and said...
Oh, I didn't even know it was on. I mean, I couldn't figure it out because it starts electric.
Right,
and
right.
And when you're backing up, it's electric. But, I mean, it would take some getting used to, but...
Yeah, it's good tech.
I didn't dislike it, and I kind of was intrigued.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That definitely is the way to go, is the hybrid, if they've got to go that way.
I love ours. My wife loves it. We've had no trouble with it being in the shop. It's been great. We just take it in for the regular
service. But that's not what they've been pushing. They've been pushing...
I know.
EV.
Yeah, but the hybrid is great.
That's dead on arrival.
Yeah, I think the hybrid is the best next step, and I think you're right about that. And I wish they'd wake up, because people, if they drove them like you did, they would say, oh, yeah, these are great, and I have no anxiety.
I love the part that charges itself. Well, I've got to worry about when it's time to charge. I don't want to worry about that ever.
You don't. In fact, I have a plug for mine that plugs into the 110 outlet in my garage if I want to charge it, right? But I've not used it in 2 years.
Okay.
So I don't...
Well, it's interesting. It's
just
one
great
of the things we move forward to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Jimmy, always a pleasure.
I have to tell you about that because I've always been so... And I am still. I still don't believe in EVs.
No, I'm with you. I'm
going to do that. That's cool.
I'm with you. The hybrid, it really changed my mind there. It definitely did. Yeah. But I will say this. I was never on board completely with the electric. Unless I lived in a city and I was just driving, you know, short distance, then I think it's okay. But for the way we drive and travel and drive 500, 600 miles at a pop,
Well, it's just the whole green thing was such a scam about these windmills and the solar panels and all that stuff. None of them generate enough electricity to go boo.
Yeah.
And the fact that the green people don't want to do nuclear with these smaller, which is all what the country of France is doing everywhere else. We just got to push these people that are the woke extremists, let them sit down.
Yeah, and be a little more rational.
Build this thing, go forward.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen to some of their ideas, but you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I agree. And you bring up babies.
We've wasted a lot of time with these windmills that are just terrible. They don't generate enough air to do anything.
I think the hybrid anything, bus, car, whatever, is a good baby step.
Yeah.
I think it's fair. I think it's rational, and I think you're right on the money. I think if we did that more with everything, we'd be a lot better spot than where
we are. It's all about money, and there was a money grab there.
That's true.
People building these windmills.
Yeah, that is true. I can't argue with that. Well, good to have you back. Glad you traveled safely to Texas, had a good time, and we'll do one more short.
Let's do one more for the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Jimmy. And until next week when we do that, our holiday edition, this is Derek Walker, and he is...
Jimmy Carter, and I say good day.
Good day.